Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 131, Try 2. It was very funny. We always take a moment of be quiet as, you know, I push the button. We be quiet for a second, so I have a nice clean start. And right as I stopped, my wife texted us. We were all very quiet. It was funny. We laughed. I laughed.
I laughed at you.
Okay.
I laughed at you,
too. So, but it's San Diego week, so there's going to be tons of news coming down the pike. And today was Batman Day, which was wonderful, but it was very, very busy. So I had absolutely zero opportunity to see what happened, what news was today. So the new previews came out today. So I figured this is a good time as any to jump on this, since I don't really have anything else to talk about. One thing I do want to get off the top right now is my previews order for the July catalog is due tomorrow. So if there's anything in the book that you saw that you want, let me know. Not so much issues, but if there's any kind of maybe an oddball graphic novel, a t-shirt, action figure, statue, things like that that I need to have ordered by tomorrow, please let me know and I'll get that added to the order. Other than that, the only thing of news, we talked about it just for a second, that I just wanted to talk about is I just personally do not understand Marvel's fascination with grabbing all these dates for unannounced movies. It just seems the really weird thing. I realize they're just trying to one-up DC so that DC can't get holiday weekends and free comic book day weekend and things like that. But it just seems the strangest thing. Like, just today I did see they announced that they grabbed a date in 2018. It's like, really? Just
blame Robert Kirkman. Claimed.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Fair enough.
That's
but it's is. Just, it just seems like such an odd thing to do, and especially to make news. You know, it's like, if you want to release a movie on that date, but, oh, we're just claiming this date for some future unannounced movie, just seems...
Well, that's, if they got movies planned out till 2021 or 2028 or whatever it is, you know, Book Day weekend, they got one.
Yeah. Well, I think the last one was the case of Spider-Man moved that date because they were late or something, so Marvel claimed it. And I'm just like, that is just the strangest thing. You know, okay, so, you know, DC might come out with a movie the week before that, or Image will come out, you know, whatever. It just seems just like a very strange practice, that's all. So, yes, I'm a hater, I know. But I just literally don't understand. So, maybe we'll do reviews next week, too, just for fun.
Okay.
So I didn't really think about it or write down anything.
You didn't read anything?
Today, I mean, today was Batman Day, and holy cow.
Batman?
It was really busy, which is good. I mean, people were very excited. Lots of good books out. Lots of people coming in. I didn't really promote it because it was... I don't want to say under the radar because I know DC's been talking about it at least through their emails and things like that, but it never really seemed to be a big event to me.
Just imagine what you would have done if you put some promotion into it.
Well, no, and the other problem is we got all the stuff yesterday. So if I'd had the masks a week before and I could have put them up and said, hey, this is what I'm going to have and things like that, I had no idea what the masks looked like. I had no idea what the cape was like.
Yeah.
I had, you know, so it was all very, it came very last minute. And just, I don't know, I don't want to say it was thrown together, but and then we got like the promotional poster for those trades a long time ago, so it almost seemed too early. I don't know. I'm complaining to complain, I guess.
Well, so you could order them and have them in.
Well, I did.
For
I have them,
Day.
And I sold a boatload. People were really getting under the Black Mirror. I want to say was probably the biggest seller today.
That's the only one on that list I haven't read yet.
It's a good one, and it's nice because it's fairly standalone. It doesn't like the, you know, yeah, just that one really stands by itself without being, you know, like out of time. Like,
I was gonna say, I think most of them kind of stand, like, you can read The Killing Joke without,
oh, you can, oh, absolutely, but
Hush.
I wouldn't pick that as your first Batman book.
No, that's true.
Hush stands alone, but I'm thinking, like, well, Long Halloween kind of does.
Earth One is a really different story.
It's a tough sell only because of that.
Yeah.
And also because it's a hardcover. Not that that's a problem, but it's not a thick hardcover.
Yeah.
The Batman and Son is good. It's a huge book for $20, which I really like. There's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
It's like four Marvel trades. Sorry.
For the price of not even one.
Right. So there, I'm bashing again. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but that's an easy one.
We haven't even started with the previews
yet.
That's
an easy one. So the new previews came out today, and so I figured we'd start on that. And I've already mocked their cover to a
Sixes,
random customer.
Right on the cover.
Yes, we're finally getting to Sixes. I'm sorry, it's Axis, but it's not because it really says Sixes.
See, it would do a lot better though to make you say, "Oh, okay, it says Axis, but it could be read upside down."
If the bottom
if
image
one was upside down, reversed.
Yeah, I agree.
But see, they're not consistent. Like with the A, it's not connected, but with the I and the S, we're supposed to take it as it's an I and an S, right?
Right,
right.
So it's the same way each side. I know they want to have it so it flips, but there's no
I think what happened before, too, is the line in the middle wasn't as strong on the last time we saw it.
Yeah.
So it was more of the S. There wasn't the connecting line.
But oh well.
Yeah. So. Okay. Digging in, I have a couple fun things.
Open, this, the whole thing.
So just we need to. It's a little funny. We need to jump ahead to page. They don't have page numbers. Well, that's annoying.
Yeah, they do.
Where?
At the bottom.
9. Well, the page. I want to go to page 11. So find page 11 because it's not numbered. But it's just kind of funny because it's Captain America 25 and it has the whited out silhouette. That's kind of funny. Instead of being blacked out, it's whited out. Who's the all new Captain America? But I find it very funny because if you just turn back one page, you find out. No, back at him. Back. There you go.
That's the other direction. Your other left.
You turn back one page, and there he is, right there. It's Falcon as Captain America.
Which, by the way, that uniform is horrible. I hate to be one of those guys, but that looks...
It kind of looks like Batman. You know, all those squiggly lines going into the middle.
I like the goggles.
Like, look at Adam.
No, that's
and look at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam looks like Batman.
Adam's not Batman.
Kind of like the Super Soldier.
Adam's trying to be Batman.
I always claim that because have you ever seen me and Batman in the same room at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know I'm not?
That's right.
Can't prove a negative.
I can pretty much prove you're not Batman.
The first page as your Star Wars issue.
Well, we'll get to that. Yes. So Uncanny.
Poor, not good at fighting doesn't mean I'm not Batman.
So we're getting Avengers and X-Men Axis. They've changed the name. And it was funny. I saw something where apparently the reason they didn't order it, it wasn't in the book last month, or they're resoliciting it for this month, is because the orders weren't high enough. It's like, we've never ordered it, actually, because it was canceled out of last month's previews because they actually forgot to put it in the book. If you have the
last
July
month
previews, you will not find Axis in it. They forgot to put it in. It was on our order form.
It was on the cover, though.
It was on our order. No, it was on the cover 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, no, because last month's cover was, it was something DC and the Prometheus or Aliens or whatever.
Yeah.
So we get Avengers versus X-Men Axis 1, 2, and 3. Now, and all the covers are generic as can be covers. I mean, they're not bad. It's Jim Chung, but it certainly doesn't really tell you anything.
Well, they definitely got Deadpool on the side of evil.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, so and you can see why they had to make those announcements last week, because they even have on the cover of one is Unworthy Thor, and on the cover of two is Falcap. And so now my only problem with this is all of a sudden as I was flipping through, I noticed, wait, we're getting 3 issues in 1 month. That's kind of odd. I flip back, and they have their shipping schedule in the back. Yeah, they're not going to adhere to it.
What?
But it basically shows them shipping weekly, which scares me a lot, just in the sense of that means I have to have all 3 issues final ordered before number one ships.
What is with this sketch cover? Why did they...
That's interior art.
That's
just to show you how cool
it
looks.
Isn't that weird? It's Axis.
Axis.
It just keeps going until the end, and then it's, like, cut off.
Well, it's definitely Sixes, then.
Might be a full spread.
It just keeps saying Six...
Even the last one ends in an I, unless it's just cut there because it's a full spread.
Could be. But then now we're getting a whole bunch of tie-in stuff. We're getting Axis Carnage, Axis Hobgoblin. I think it's kind of funny that the Deadpool cover has an iPod charger. But it's the old one. Really? Tony Stark's that far out? He doesn't have the new, lightning wire connection or whatever? Then we also get Axis Revolutions. It's like, oh boy, we're getting a whole lot of Axis. And just my one concern is why, you know, it feels late at this point because we've been hearing about it so long. So
would you say it was a pain in the Axis?
It is. So
well, the original Sin's not even done yet.
That's so last year.
Yeah.
So now we get to the Captain America that they've already spoiled. Now we're getting the Death of Wolverine, the Logan Legacy.
And there's seven of them.
That it's going to be seven of. And then I remember hearing them saying there was a different... It looked like it was a different bat creator for each one.
A different bat creator?
So I remember when I saw the list, I thought it was like James Tynion and Kyle Higgins. It was like all these guys that are following Mike Martz, the editor, over. But then Tim Seeley is doing... So Charles Soule is doing the first one with Oliver Noem. And then Tim Seeley and Ariella Christiana are doing two and three. It's like, okay, now I'm all confused. And I don't know what this book is supposed to be.
I just don't know anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's just confusing. So, and then we get, there are four Deadpool books in this book, in this catalog. There's the Death of Wolverine, Deadpool and Captain America.
That Captain America definitely looks like a kind of guy to be like, you whippersnapper, get off
my lawn! Well, that's
because
he's getting his aging rapidly.
I get that, but, like, they really made him decrepit in, like, a month.
Well, it's Jerry Duggan. It's the guy doing Deadpool, so of course you're going to do that. And then we get the new Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier, his new ongoing.
See if that lasts 15 issues.
Yeah. Deathlok, the new Deathlok. Mike Peterson Deathlok, or Michael
Collins.
Oh, it's Henry Hayes Deathlok.
Oh, okay.
So all-powerful Deathlok.
But they did make him look like Mike Peterson. Kind of.
We got a new Thanos miniseries.
It focuses on
Thanos. At the close of Infinity, Thane discovered he was the son of Thanos and his touch was death.
Now
he wants to discover his father's history and his own future. Okay. And then the new Guardians 3000, which is Guardians of the Galaxy, but...
The originals.
The originals that don't really have anything to do with the...
Coming out 2 months after the movie, I would think it would make more sense to have, hey, these are the guys you love from the movie, not, this is the precursor. It really has nothing
to do with
it.
Well, Yondu's in this, though, and apparently he's in the movie.
Yeah, but he's...
Mm-hmm. It is written by Abnett.
Why is it called 3000?
Because they're from the year 3000.
Exactly.
So maybe they hang out with Justice League 3000.
Yeah, I was thinking
that. That would be awesome. Okay. The only thing... Well, wait a minute. Is that the same guy? Yeah. The thing that concerns me is they have this great Alex Ross cover, but the interior is by Gerardo Sandoval, and you move back two pages to the variant by Gerardo Sandoval, and that concerns me, because if that's how the book is going to look, it's very much a Humberto Ramos clone. So, there's sample interior art. Not a big fan. It's that very cartoony, manga-ish. I'm not, personally, not a fan. Your taste may vary. Then we get the new Thor number one. And that's just Thor, not Thor or anything else. And how many covers are on this book?
A million.
Nine.
They got, like, the pinup book and the...
We got the 75th anniversary variant by Alex Ross. That's our 1 in 75. Then the sketch variant, then the Scotty Young variant, the Milo Manara variant, the Sarah Pacelli variant, the Fiona Staples variant, the Esad Rebic variant, and a blank variant.
Okay.
All if we order 1 million copies.
This is going to be the fastest-selling female Thor book.
Alex Ross variant.
This is your chance, because you might sell a million copies of this one.
Sure.
It might happen. I didn't say it will.
Okay, are you going to have a 75th anniversary day? For Thor? He's got a 75th anniversary variant.
Yeah. No.
It's Thor's Day.
Yeah.
No, it's Wednesday.
This Thor's Day.
Okay. So then the Avengers books are doing the 7-month time runs out thingy.
Whose symbols are these? Blackpool?
Yeah. No, I'm not on the new Avengers cover yet. I wasn't sure.
Beast.
Because I know that's Black Bolt. That's Beast.
Hyperion? But I don't know.
I was thinking
three.
The bottom was maybe Iron Man.
Yeah, I was thinking Iron Man.
Oh, and that's Namor, the Trident.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Namor.
But so this is kind of symbolic of just people ask me, "Oh gosh, you're a DC store because you have the DC neon lights in the window." It's like, well, no, but really there aren't any Marvel symbols that would make sense other than an X, a spider, and a four. And you know, why do you have a four in your window?
Well, Cap Shield might.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, now we get to my first... Yeah, I have a couple problems with this previews, and this is the next one.
You skipped over.
No, I mentioned the yeah, 7 months later. Okay, so we have Original Sin Annual Number 1, Classified Solicit. What is this?
It's a big eyeball.
It's Everybody. After the end of Original Sin, and I know nothing about it. I don't know who's writing it, drawing it, or even other than any... It's all it says pages. Is everybody has one.
No, everybody has two eyeballs.
Well, no, but everybody has an Original Sin.
Unless you're Nick Fury.
But yeah. they haven't really addressed that in the actual Original Sin book. People's sins. I guess that's in all the tie-in issues that I haven't been reading.
Yeah, but I mean, and granted, the only ones I'm reading so far have been Deadpool's, and then...
But Amazing he said it was Spider- something with his daughter. Is,
right,
was
Amazing
that a
Spider-Man
sin?
Came out today, yeah, I didn't read and that. And none of it has really been, this is what he did, this is his sin, unless...
I see them using that to introduce that other character,
yes.
But is that necessarily a Spider-Man's sin?
Yeah. It was, because he didn't step on the spider.
He could have sure killed it.
Yeah.
Does anybody else find it funny about this book that Nick Fury is running around looking for eyeballs?
Well... If you're gonna get
and he's
a character,
never getting one, you know, yeah. He's just like, I can't fit this one in. Why'd I get this one?
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
So now Spider-Man is crossing over with Ms. Marvel. Oh, it's because it's the edge of the Spider-Verse.
And what the hell is up with Union Jack Spider-Man?
That's another Spider-Man.
See, that's kind of what they're doing. It's it's all these different Spider-Man,
Spider-Man.
Yeah, and I'm getting confused
Marvel.
Just with all these Marvel. You know, here we go, Edge of Spider-Verse, and
4 or 5 and 5. If I don't remember 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
They were just kind of there, but yeah, it's just
that's my problem with this. Why is he teaming up with Ms. Marvel for absolutely no reason in an
event but they
book?
Used
What's
to,
the point of that?
They used to have
this is his
a bit, Spider-Man
this is his
team up
event
book.
That they're doing, and they couldn't do this outside of the event.
What one was the one that was the...
It's just hard for me to take the events that they do seriously when they're also trying to market, like,
yeah.
characters, new characters.
Well, and a character has nothing to do with Spider-Man,
to be in
yeah.
That. Yeah, that's an issue.
If it was Spider-Man 99, I could go with that.
Yeah.
But Ms. Marvel's not...
That doesn't make any sense to me. And she's in issue 8, because obviously she's still on the cover.
Okay, moving ahead now, we have the next Deadpool book, Hawkeye versus Deadpool 1. I do know last month was 0, so. Here's the next one I have, Inhuman number 7. And I just saw that, I'm like, wow, hey guys, how about we get number 3 out? Because we're still waiting for number 3 that was supposed to ship in March. So just, I find it kind of funny that they're advertising number 7.
Superior Foes of Spider-Man says, still
right.
not canceled.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's the high expectations I have for that book.
That's kind of where I say with Marvel that Marvel just doesn't know when to cancel a book. When it's done.
Well, it's still a fan favorite, apparently.
Is it? How's
Obviously
it
not, because it's
so
still
well.
not canceled. They don't even have faith.
I mean, I gave up after the second issue, but...
Ooh, Hawkeye 22.
Hawkeye 20, yeah, but it's like, what, 16 just came
18.
Out? 18. Was it 18?
One on the shelf, yep. Last issue of Thunderbolts.
But that's the last issue of Hawkeye, too, isn't it?
I don't know. Doesn't say it.
I thought that, well, it says Hawkeye versus Tracksuit's final round, which means you'd get...
Oh, it could be, but...
It's going to be too rushed together. Like, they have a bunch of unsolved, like, things.
Yeah.
Like, they have that character that looks like the mime. Whatever he is, they killed the girl guy. They got a whole
yeah.
bunch of, you know, it's not just about these tracksuit people, so they're really killed that book.
Sorry, just flipping through. Now we're getting into some of the literary stuff. Okay, now we're into the X books.
Real books.
Now it's funny, I just, the all new Young Guns, and this is all new X-Men, Bendis and Mahmoud Azrar, who I believe was the artist on Supergirl when it relaunched. So it's like, okay, that relaunched 2.5 years ago. He's been around, you know, at least a little while.
He did that Dynamo 5 book, too. From
Okay, like, yeah, and that was good. That was,
yeah, that was
4 or 5 years ago.
When
so.
Did Cyclops become Darkseid?
Where? Oh,
yeah,
well, yeah, his, yeah. ever since, yes, yeah, his powers are broken. I've known that.
I get that, but the,
yeah, it does look like an Omega Beam.
Hey, look, another Deadpool.
That one I'm actually interested in.
What were you talking about the artist on Miles Morales Ultimate Spider-Man?
Keep going.
New X-Men.
No, no, he, yeah. Oh, no.
It's after
All
that.
New X-Men. Keep going.
Keep going.
Wow, they there separated it? Oh, it's all new, not Ultimate. Never mind.
Okay, that's about it for the Marvel. I don't know. Yeah. And then, oh, the only other thing is this big Star Wars omnibus, which is the first 44 issues, and it's $125. That's an awful lot of money. Oh. Only because Dark Horse has done, now they're the digest size, where this is oversized, so this is bigger.
It's 880
totally get that.
Pages. Yeah. So that's...
But they do those little ones, and they're 25 per, it's 25 issues in each one, and it's $25. So. It's like, if you want to read it, you can, but how much longer, we don't know. And then also this original Sin hardcover, I just find it interesting that it doesn't have the annual.
Well, because this
so
is coming
how,
out.
Right, but so how important is that annual if they're not even including it in the...
And so they have something for the reissue.
That's got your favorite quota. Did you read it?
Yeah, that the Star Wars is coming back home, because it's back to Marvel, who
did nothing with it besides make Star Wars film.
So, and then we just got a lot of trades. At least this time I did notice that
Check the Realm of Kings. This would have been good to have before the movie comes out.
I'm just saying.
And then a couple posters. At least they're not black, but it does have not final art on a couple of them. Okay, look at that. We made it through Marvel in record time. It's my fault, I know.
That's because you didn't complain enough.
I'm sorry.
An Iron Patriot. That book sucks.
That got canceled at 5.
I was going to say, I didn't see that in there.
The only thing I'm bummed about is I really did not care for the art in that one. And...
I love
oh, there's some...
And it's canceled. Like, why would they include it?
They just announced a new version of a book, and then I saw his name on it. I think it's Jerry Brown. I'm just not a fan of his art, and then I just saw his name somewhere.
Maybe he's not a fan of your art.
Well, he shouldn't be, because I can't draw for crap.
Well, he can cram it with walnuts. It's not Colin's problem.
Okay. Oh, they got the... This has the... Oh, no, never mind. I think it's in the current book. We're already ordering the Halloween books. They just have them in this previews, but I'm already having to order those. Okay, so I haven't even looked at this yet, so this is all brand new to me. But, yeah, DC... Or Dark Horse is really going after the Alien and Predator stuff since they're losing...
Star Wars.
The Star Wars license. It looks like they're... I don't want to say they're grasping, but they're going with what they have. So... That's good. Hopefully, you know, there's definitely some interest in this stuff.
Previews podcast is great because all we hear on there is...
Turning pages?
Yeah. Nah.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to silently
it's
turn
it's like you're here reading it with us. Oh, that's what you used to tell them. To
yeah, read
out
along.
The previews while you're there.
It's fun for the whole
comments
family.
While we're doing it.
Well, yeah. I can't believe he's complaining about this again.
This looks great. Going stupid.
Man, we remember I am inviting people to come. Please come to the podcast because we need to get someone out of here.
Yeah,
we need new blood because Adam's well. Oh, more Colder, excellent. Very happy about that. Colder was a really bizarre book, and I'm glad to see it's the same artist on it as well, Juan Ferreira.
That's scary, Colin.
Great, no, that's very cool. I'm very excited about that.
That's a little creepy.
Oh, it was. The first one was
coming out of his head.
The first one
his nose is like fingers.
Yeah, the first one was very creepy, but this one, good, good.
Actually, even like his mouth is kind of
his mouth and teeth are fingers.
That makes me happy.
Weird.
Not on the strain. Just
Colin,
in time.
You're
for,
weirding me out.
I'm weirding you out. I'm sorry. Okay, DC. Now DC has some new books. First one here was the one on the cover of the book. Is Earth 2 World's End. And if you've been reading Future's End, it takes place in the aftermath of the Earth 1, Earth 2 war. And
is that what this is?
Earth is recovering from that. And this is the story of that Earth, of that war.
Okay.
So it's kind of neat. If you've been reading that and liking that, I think you're definitely going to be interested in this.
It's five issues? Four
I'm going to say they kind of botched something here on the text part. Because it goes 1, 2, 4, 3.
3.
Something got messed up here.
Well, I hope so. Well, no, because there's not a date on...
No, it goes across. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there
we
go.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is interesting. It's funny, looking at that cover of Earth 2, oh, it's Gary Frank. Okay, it looks very Boys-ish. Very Derek Robertson, Boys.
What's up with the monster cover variants? Are those...
Well, that's for because it's October.
But are those something you're going to be able to order?
Yeah,
or is
that's
that...
going to be the order as many as I want
okay.
to. Yeah. Now, Multiversity, I can't wrap my head around yet as far as, is it just a series of one-shots? Are these all going to be ongoing? I need to ask somebody over at DC.
Arrow played by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. I'm not sure exactly what is going on here. I'm happy this one's by Ben Oliver, who did the original. He started out on Batwing, and I really liked his art. But yeah, I'm just not totally sure. Like, obviously, this is the Justice League, but as pop culture kids. Just interesting. But yeah, I just can't quite figure out what Multiversity is supposed to be.
Batman is it just... dates a Kardashian.
Okay, and here's the two new ones. There's Arkham Manor. Now, that's Jerry Duggan, the guy from Deadpool. Is doing this one where something happens to Arkham Asylum, so Batman opens up Wayne Manor to become the new Arkham Asylum.
So Batman's going to live with a bunch
So, I mean, like, you think nobody's going to get to the basement?
These guys are criminal masterminds. They escape all the time.
And then I think over here, I think...
How does Alfred feel about that?
I don't know. A good bit, DC's looking, at least, I see DC at least noticing what's going on out there. And I think they're looking at the success Marvel's having with Ms. Marvel for a younger female audience. And I think that's what where Gotham Academy is coming from.
Yeah, but we didn't need another.
Well, you don't, but if it was just high school, you know, or something, it wouldn't work. By tying it in with the Batman, you're just tying it. I don't think it's going to be another Bat book, per se. But what I really like is that it's Becky Cloonan is writing it. And she's a well-known, more art. I don't know if she's known as a writer, but they've got a good, you know, some good names on here. I know Carl Kerschel's popular. So hopefully, you know, it says, Gotham Academy is a new monthly team drama set in the shadow of Batman and the craziness of Gotham City. So maybe this is something that could get, like, a little niche audience, kind of like the Ms. Marvel. So it's probably not going to be for any of us, our type of book. But hopefully, maybe it can catch on, you know, but just something different. Now, granted.
I just like more Batman in my Batman book.
Right. But it's not, at least it's not called Batman Academy.
How are you going to order that?
I don't know.
Bat Academy?
Like, are you going to do your Ms. Marvel numbers? Like,
oh, yeah, probably around there, probably a little more, just because of the Bat aspect. So we got a new Deathstroke number one. I'm kind of glad they're giving him another shot, and I'm sure this is directly spinning out of the popularity on Arrow.
He got over the Liefeld syndrome.
Yes.
His Liefeld syndrome.
Well, and he's still going to be the lead character in Suicide Squad, too.
Okay, I haven't read the new one yet, so I don't know.
He really doesn't have any pouches.
Maybe. He does.
You just can't see him.
He does.
All right.
And then we also have Clarion number one. Now, Clarion the Witch Boy, I only know him from... Morrison Seven Soldiers, which is really mean here because they're having the same artist doing the cover that did Seven Soldiers, and that was the first time I'd ever seen Fraser Irving art, and I fell in love with it. So it's kind of mean, and then they're doing Trevor McCarthy insides. But I'm intrigued. Anne Nesenti doesn't
make me super excited. Cover.
They used him a lot in the cartoon.
Yes, right. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's doing the variant. So
they used him a lot in the Justice
League. Or maybe that's not the variant. Oh, maybe that's not the variant. That's okay. If that's the regular art, we're good because that looks good. But so I'm intrigued. I liked Morrison. He was different, and I guess he goes way back. And even Kirby did some stuff with him. Like people were like, "Oh, is this a new creation?" No, not necessarily. And then we got a new Lobo book by Cullen Bunn. I don't know what this is going to be.
That's not Lobo.
Well, that's the new Lobo. Lobo. So there's, I think, what they call him, Phobo, because he's the fake Lobo, which I thought, kind of clever name. But so we'll see. Yeah, I don't know quite what to make of that one.
He's been interesting in Justice League United. He's kind of a jerk.
Okay. Well, he's supposed to be a jerk. Yeah. And then they finally got it right here with Trinity of Sin number one, where we have all three. because we've barely had any question other than like literally like 5 pages in all of Trinity War. So it's nice, instead of the different books, we're just getting one book with all the characters, and hopefully we'll see where it's
Do we know who the question is?
I think it's still Victor Zsasz, or whatever his name
Sage,
is.
Sage, Vic Sage?
Sage.
Zsasz, okay. I was going to say, serial killer?
No, he had a name that was something
like
that.
Did something happen and I missed that?
It wasn't Victor Zsasz.
Okay, whatever.
Wow.
New creative team on the Arrow, they're bringing on the writers of the TV show, so that's interesting. He definitely, at least now he's got his beard. So, new Joker, Suicide Squad.
Is Joker's daughter's face sewed on?
Yeah, I guess it is now.
Sew it on.
It definitely in Batman Eternal, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Teen Titans, Future Zen.
I'm just thinking, though, when the Joker shows back up, he's going to want his face back.
Who knows?
He's not going to want some poser to...
I don't know what's happening in Batman Eternal, so we don't know.
So, 2 Justice Leagues. Hopefully that can finally get caught back up to the rest of the DCU.
Isn't it 2... next month, too?
I think they're
We have 32 coming next week.
I think they're on a better track.
I thought it was
32,
33.
So, no, 33 is probably going to be August.
I think they're on a better track with Teen Titans. I think they need to get it to, like, a better point.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that. And I think they're on to it now. I think they should have done that to begin with. I don't know what they were thinking to start with.
Okay. Yeah. 35 is the last issue of Wonder Woman for Azzarello and Chang. Okay, I'm still enjoying Justice League 3000. It's just funny. The Secret Origins has Wonder Woman on the cover. That looks far more like the Justice League 3000 Wonder Woman than it does the regular Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Just because she's angry all the time. Star Spangled War Stories featuring G.I. Zombie. Number one sold okay today. I don't know the exact numbers, but sold better than I expected because... I didn't have a high expectation
for
that
one.
Yeah,
I was going to say, how did you expect that to sell?
I did not order that one very big. Superman 35. I didn't read the new one, but this is using that cover. That's a great cover.
I like that monster variant.
Yep.
The monster variant for Aquaman is scary.
Yeah.
He's a big fish.
Constantine doesn't have a monster variant. What the hell?
Sure.
I like the zombie Flash one, too.
He is a monster.
Now we're getting to the doomed aftermath. So it looks like that's finally wrapping up.
Yeah, that's that's kind of a weird monster cover, too.
The Flash one's scary.
I know.
He's running around, like, tearing people's faces off.
It looks like Crisis on Infinite Earths Flash when he was...
When he, like, dissolves. Yeah. When he's running. Who's this?
Is that the Future Flash?
Yeah, that's the Wally West Flash.
That's Wally West. Okay.
Or something with that. Sorry, I'm not reading it.
So. Yeah, I don't know exactly what's up with that yet.
Superman eating kryptonite?
Okay, Batman Eternal still going very strong. And then the next thing is this the first... Yeah, it's the first one of the next storyline for Batman. Because last month was just a fill-in issue. Kicking this off, but it wasn't Capullo. Grayson, I enjoyed number one.
Capullo sucks.
Such a tool. Oh, new creative team on Detective.
Yeah, I read that today.
I didn't know that.
Like, when did that happen? Because I thought Brian Buticello
They did not announce that I know of. It's only a 2-part tale. Guest team. Okay, so this is just a fill-in. Fill-in, but you know what
I mean. Detective 35?
Yeah. Now, John Paul Leon has a very noir... that's very much his art.
But you know what, though? I like that better for a detective.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little dark. Yeah.
It's a little bright.
Yeah. Batman. If you read Batman and Robin today, the cover of Batman and Robin 35 is awesome.
I'm trying to figure out what Batman 35 is about because of this Endgame. I didn't know they announced something
like that. It's about an Endgame.
Okay, now here's the other big announcement was the new creative team on Batgirl.
Yeah.
So it's Cameron Stewart and Brendan Fletcher and Babs Tarr doing the art, and they're just definitely notching that back. To a younger Batgirl, definitely going for a different demographic.
Taking a selfie.
And is that a selfie cover? No. And I definitely think this one is, it's targeted for that. And the response, at least the internet response, has been huge in favor of this. So.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of that outfit.
Yeah, see, people.
It's not
are
the outfit that's
it.
Bothering me. It's the drastic change.
Well, the
because
personality
I was already reading
is, like,
well,
what I was used to reading, so I'm probably going to jump ship off of that book because I'm just not interested.
Okay,
in
but
it.
I think they're just trying to make it no longer the grim and gritty Batgirl. Now it's going to be at least, you know, more a little more upbeat.
Yeah, but.
So yeah, it says it's a reinvention of Batgirl from the boots up. So
I mean,
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's possible that the hype on it is going to bring in a lot more people than the people mm-hmm. that you're going to jump ship yeah. because they
oh,
enjoying
what
it was already. So I don't know what's going to happen with that.
This was what I saw. It was a new creative team on Catwoman as well.
Yeah,
and it's Genevieve Valentine, and this is the one with Gary Brown, which is just really weird because. I'm not 100% sure, but if he's the same guy that was doing Iron Patriot, it was very sketchy, very minimalist, very, I don't know, I didn't care for the art at all on it. And that's not what I want to see on Catwoman. I want to see the Gillum March and the guy who did Batman Incorporated, the first batch of that. Who was it? Oh, it's Italian.
I can't remember now.
I apologize. I can't remember his name. You guys are yelling at me on the listener is yelling at me right now.
That's okay. We can't hear them.
Chad, be nice.
Yeah, no, it is Gary Brown from Iron Patriot. So yeah, hopefully it's better because that's clearly a Jay Lee cover. Okay.
And it's cool that it's tying into Batman Eternal.
You get two issues of Harley. It's a centicular issue.
I don't know if I'm spending $6.
Issue
to
comes
about. Smell Harley.
But it comes polybagged with smells. Bryce scratch and sniff. That's kind
of
funny.
I'm not a huge
okay.
fan of Harley Quinn's new outfit.
Now we're getting into I might actually get me back into reading their Lantern books.
With the new
is
gods.
We're getting a Green Lantern New Gods crossover. And each of these covers is fantastic.
Yeah.
So there's Green Hand and New Gods Godhead, which is basically showing Orion in some sort of cube that is collecting rings. Then
Green
you have
Cube.
You have Green Lantern with Metron.
I like that monster cover too.
Yeah, no, that's a very good.
Yeah, they have a really
yeah, very
cool
good
monster cover.
Yeah. Yeah, just these covers I think are fantastic. It reminds me back to when Daredevil had the covers with the words on them. It was a while ago, but I thought this is really I'm quite excited. This looks very cool. And that's going to look cool on the wall too. When these are all out,
because mm-hmm.
each one has a different color, it's a big saying. Yeah, I'm excited about these. I think this could go well.
Is it just one issue
that I don't
of
know.
Each book for the series?
No, it looks like each one is good because it's
it's like nine parts.
Well,
okay, so it could be like how many acts?
Yeah,
it's one act.
Right,
here.
So it's one. Yeah, all these are parts of the same.
And
so it's six parts,
six books each.
I do not like that they keep doing that. But
it also goes. There's supposed to be another bookend of the New Gods piece, like how the first act is the New God book, and then Green Lantern is actually book two. There's a bookend, but I thought it was supposed to be nine in total.
Okay, it might be. Infinity Man and the Forever People, and I'm actually hearing good things about this. I got to read them. I have not read them yet. But even, I think it was Matt, who, not a huge DC fan, especially not a New Gods fan, liked this. But it's got Batcow. So how bad can it be?
Is he joining the team? Or she?
Maybe. I don't know.
Pretty sure it's a she.
So we got a couple Swamp Things. Now we Flash Season 0 to tie in with. And now I'm happy about this. This is because this is going to hit when the show is hitting. So we got an Arrow number one. We got a Flash number one tying in directly to the TV show. That's cool. I can deal with that. I'd love to have a S.H.I.E.L.D. book on the shelf for when that shows out. So then we get some of our sillier digital stuff.
Silly digital.
Well, you know, I mean just digital first stuff. You know, the Batman 66.
You just sounded
stuff.
Very
yeah.
upset about it.
No.
Like, the Egghead sucks. Is very creepy on that cover.
That's
I know it's supposed to be Vincent Price,
yeah.
but that looks more like John Waters.
Okay.
That's the first thing I noticed when I think of
it. Now we got the trades. There is a Vertigo trade I'm excited about. Sandman Overture 4. Oh, I forgot to grab the images to get that. So
what just happened?
Oh, it's not in here. Where did I see that? Or maybe it's in the current book where it has the Punk Rock Jesus hardcover that I'm very excited about. Okay, some more action figures. A Deathstroke bust that looks pretty darn cool.
Yeah. I like that the Ocean Master one, but the other ones look very cartoony.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is from...
No, I know it is, but I mean, he looks semi-normal. The other ones are very cartoony.
Now, we got our Series 3 of Capullo figures.
Now, is this how they're going to... How are they doing this Futures End? They have a Futures End 5 years later.
Oh, you're so far back. What?
You're very far ahead.
He reads slow.
Well, you're reading every word. You don't have to read every word, Adam. Well, this is just an omnibus collecting all of them together.
Ah. Okay. Because I don't see anything else. Like, I don't see any other, like,
well, they're probably not
going to
collect them other than in their own trades.
Okay.
So we got the next wave of Capullo figures.
I like that. Except for, you know, they got the Batgirl, which is... That won't be the current Batgirl by the time this comes out.
Right.
Because they're not actually going to be out until February.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Then we got some more Arrow figures. And we got an awesome Joker statue.
Yeah, I love that statue.
Another Bombshell. And a very spotty Batman statue.
Yeah.
Very early sculpt in progress. That's about it. Next, getting into... then this is... Yeah, Graffiti Designs. This is Frank Miller's Ronin. I'm actually excited about this. I will be getting one of these because I'm a big Miller fan. And this thing is huge. 328 pages. Artist edition. It's $200, but that's very understandable. So that was cool. I'm excited about that. But I'm a huge Frank Miller fan. So now, moving on into IDW. Yeah, we can do a little bit more.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Ghostbuster?
Ninja Turtles crossing over with the Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Why not?
They gotta do something. Their series is canceled.
Yeah. More Godzilla.
Ghostbusters.
Skylanders book. I hear this is popular. I do not personally play it.
With the children's?
Edward Scissorhands is getting a book.
Okay. Why?
Because it's a property they want to hit.
Yeah, because since Wolverine's dying, he figures that's his.
That's his. He's
ready.
Either going
to be him or Freddy Krueger.
He's going for it.
Okay, Baldur's Gate ring. Let's getting some more Dungeons and Dragons stuff. Let's see, a new Steve Niles book, The October Faction. Another Joe Kubert, Enemy Ace. Joe Kubert Artist Edition, Enemy Ace. Let's see. I'm just kind of skipping through the stuff that's just, you know, issue 7, issue 9. Nothing too exciting.
So Transformers versus G.I. Joe to...
Didn't blow my socks off. I don't think I'm out yet.
You had, like, what, 4? No, 4 on the...
15.
4 on
the... I started with 15 there, so... Okay, new Image, new number one from Scott Snyder and Jock. We've heard about this for a while, but Witches number one, so that should be good. Scott Snyder and Jock did half the story in Black Mirror, so that should be good. Wow, lots of preview pages. Wow.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Black Mirror, they had that Essential book over here that was like
a dollar for the first issue. Yeah,
so people want to try them.
Now, Rasputin, a new one from Image, Riley Rossimo Art. Birthright number one, Josh Williamson. And Punks the Comic by Fialkoff and Cody Chamberlain. Oh, that looks very weird. It's like photo art.
Yeah.
That is really weird.
Hmm. Dog head with ear poison.
Yeah, okay. Goners by two people I've never heard of.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
What?
Little Depressed Boy.
Oh, some looks like a weekly book cutter. That's just plain creepy.
You've seen Little Depressed Boy.
Sorry, Little Depressed Boy. Yeah, hopefully there's more of that, because we haven't seen that in a while. I think I actually just pulled it off the wall. Master Plasty, One Shot, James Harvey. I don't know what that is. We'll have to look more into that. East to West, One Shot. Witchblade, One Shot.
East of West is a book where they definitely don't use the cover to sell the book.
2 issues of Walking Dead. Yeah. Interesting.
Happiness and then impending doom. And my guess is that's supposed to be Maggie with her and Glenn's kid.
Black Hand Comics. That's intriguing. Interesting looking. It's a new ongoing or a graphic novel. Original graphic novel. That's interesting. Okay, and then we just get into their trades and their issues. All at War Artist Proof Edition? What? Raw pencils.
Who's going to want
that? That's interesting. Well, somebody might. Artist. That's interesting.
That's kind of a cool cover.
Everybody's doing artist editions.
Very random, though. I guess that was their bigger event.
Yeah. More Walking Dead action figures. We'll see. Us TV show. Okay. Herschel with both feet, or maybe 1 foot is removable.
I wonder if the head's removable.
I'm sorry. A Stone Cold Steve Austin statue.
Weird.
I'd get it, but those are ridiculously expensive. Okay, I think that's good. We got through the front half of the book. So, next week I'll come up with some reviews of stuff, so we'll do 2 weeks worth of reviews and maybe finish the rest of the book. Or at least I'll go through it and we'll spotlight some of the things that jumped out at me instead of going through the whole back of the book.
Or not, whatever.
Or not.
We'll probably be a
we
lot
don't
of news
always do
too.
It. Yeah, we'll S definitely talk about a lot of news.
C is for Captain America.
Thank you, Adam.
I just
You're
like
very helpful.
See, I don't get that, because for me, C is for Cookie.
C is...
And that's the only...
I don't get
that's
the,
good enough
the point
me.
Of...
That's right.
And it's youth size, so, you know... I don't know.
We're not doing the t-shirts right now, Adam.
Yeah.
Why do you have to go and ruin everything?
I didn't ruin anything.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, this is why?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you want a Rocket t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to this stuff next week. Enjoy your readings. Enjoy listening to all the news coming out of San Diego. I hope there's some really great stuff.
You don't have your printout today?
Oh, and hang on. That's what I was
be right
muttering
back.
To myself a minute ago.
So, Pat, what's up with comic books these days?
Comic books are stupid. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, they're okay. They're that stupid. Batman guy, he's crazy.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Sixes.
And that's why these guys can't do their own podcast. Okay, so next week we got the 100th anniversary special, Guardians of the Galaxy. Armor Hunter's Harbinger. Which is the next part of that. Avengers 33, next part of the Sin, original Sin. Bodies number 1, which is a new one from Vertigo that looks interesting. Chu has a Warrior Chicken Pollo number 1 special. Deep Gravity is a new one from Dark Horse. Not 100% sure, but it looks like another new science fiction one. Let's see. Finally, Justice League 32, yay! With the bombshell variant. Low is the new, I believe that's Rick Remender from Image, their new one. Original Sin 3.3, the continuing adventures of Iron Man and Hulk. Outcast number 2. Sandman Overture 3, yay, finally. We've been waiting a little while for this one. This is personal, but Sin City action figures. I'm excited about Hardigan, Marv, and Nancy. I'm a big Sin City fan, and I saw the commercial for the new one, and it just really was like, ah. And I took that big damn Sin City book home. I really want to read that. Snowpiercer graphic novel is coming out now. That's like a surprise downloadable movie or something. I've heard buzz about, like, their entire civilization is living on a train.
Is that what it's about?
Something about that,
Chris Evans is in it.
Yeah.
I just saw that it's, like, already available on DirecTV, and I'm like, I have not heard of this. Yeah.
Uncanny X-Men, Sin, original Sin crossover, more of the Last Will and Testament of Professor X, and the last issue of The Wake. So I'm excited for that, because I can't imagine how he's going to wrap this thing up. So that's the highlights from next week. Now I'll let you go. Read your books and watch the news, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America with a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting the rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Blob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands.